This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We started with corporations working across many borders, now to cross-border economics involving families, and one border in particular, the southern border. We'd like to catch up with Leon Krause, anchor and correspondent for Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles. You also see his writing in The New Yorker and Mexico's El Universal. Hello, Leon.
Hi, David. How are you?
Well, the core of your audience is Spanish-speaking, but it includes people who've been in the U.S. a long time, new immigrants. On the occasion of the inauguration of Donald Trump, you must be hearing diverse reactions.
Yes, I have. There are voices who approach the news in a calmer fashion, who have been preparing for difficult times for a while, almost in a biblical sense, since no one really knows how he will handle For example, President Obama's executive action, DACA. No one really knows if he'll follow through on the promise of building this great wall. So I think that there is most of all uncertainty and fear among the Hispanic community in Southern California, at least.
Yeah, DACA, which protected 750,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Now, you mentioned preparations. You talk about formal preparations. Are people retaining lawyers, moving assets, do you think?
I have heard of people who have indeed sought legal advice in case, for example, that DACA falls through. But the majority of preparations that I've heard are not people who are getting ready to fight to stay in the United States, but rather, quite sadly, the opposite. People who are preparing to make them move back to their countries of origin, which are not necessarily the countries of origin of their kids, as you know. So this is like a reverse migration, a mass expulsion in a way.
Following the money, as we do on this program, remittances, you know, immigrant groups sending cash to support relatives back home.
Remittances to countries like Mexico and El Salvador, for example, have indeed been sent in record numbers, both in the few months prior to Trump's victory and especially in the months since. For example, Mexicans sent almost $2.4 billion back home just during November. That's 25% more than what they had sent in the same period a year earlier. I think it's likely that he will use remittances to pay for his wall, taxing remittances, and people are aware of this, and that might be an explanation of why we've seen this increase in remittances being sent to both Mexico, El Salvador, and other countries of the region.
Leon Krause is the anchor at Univision's KMEX in Los Angeles. Leon, thank you for this.
Thank you, David.